Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. The Credit Connection, here on KSMA, 1240 AM, 99.5 FM, and 1240KSMA.com. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. At The Credit Connection, we want to connect you to the credit you want and deserve for your home, your business, and personal use. Here we discuss all things creditworthy, such as lenders, FICO scores, interest rates, credit cards, and more. We really enjoy the feedback and questions that relate to credit. I encourage you to ask your questions through our website, reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave your question or comment. You can also call us at 805-686-2321. In today's program, we'll answer questions submitted to us from last week's show and pull back the curtain about payday loans and last chance lenders and a real life example of buying an income property with zero down. We love hearing from you, and the questions you've been sending have been amazing. Send them to our website or phone them in at reloans.com and 805-686-2321. Let's get started. We had some great questions and comments from last show about credit cards. I must have done a fair job covering mortgage insurance and PMI, as there's no questions on the subject from last week. However, there are a ton of questions from a previous show on credit repair and scores. So we'll go back to the ones that were unanswered and those questions. Dylan went to our reloans.com and left the following question. I have many negative or derogatory credit items and want my score to go up as soon as possible. What can I do? Well, the most immediate result is to change your maximum line to balance ratio to below a 25%. What that means is if your line is $5,000 and your current balance is $4,000, you're using 80% of that line. You want to move it down to below $1,000, so it's at 20% of the total amount available. And that'll make it go up really quick. The ways to do that, you can spread out the balances on your cards. You might have one that's at 0% interest, and it makes sense to have all the as much of your debt on that one card because it's zero interest. However, you're still well above the 25% ratio, so you want to spread it out among all your cards so every card is below 25%. The other way to do that, or other option you might have, is call your credit card vendor and ask them to increase your line. So move that credit line from $5,000 to $10,000, or multiple cards, and then spread it out over that your credit card portfolio, if you will. So those are two good ways to do it. Secondarily, go through your negative reporting for each vendor and have them remove the derogatory or inaccurate information. That's always a good way to do it. And then also another way to increase your score is you might refinance your credit cards into a term loan. So you might move those from 30-day accounts to, say, a 24-month loan that you get from your credit union or something along those lines, and it's no longer credit card debt. And it'll now be an installment debt, and the credit scores will go up commensurately with that as well. Paul called with the following question. Can I get a copy of my credit report, and is there contact information for each vendor? Well, Paul, the vendor or the company pulling your credit report does not have to give you a copy, and chances are you won't get one of theirs. Further, the credit report that they get is probably from just one of the three depositories. It'll be TransUnion or Equifax or Experian, but likely it's not all three. You want to have all three of them reporting the same for each vendor. So what you would do, you would go to like a Credit Karma, put in your information and ask for all three reporting firms. It might charge you a couple bucks for the reports, particularly if you're going to get a score, but that's the best way to get those. And each vendor is listed, and everybody who reports your credit has to list who they are and how to reach them. So you will have a contact person. Hope that helps. You can contact them by their email address or the phone or address, whichever is listed on that report. Hope that helps, Paul. Our next question comes from Rita, who writes, if my vendor sells the receivable account, how do I know who to pay or if I need to pay the debt? First of all, the vendor selling the debt to another must notify you as well as the person buying the debt that it is being transferred and any changes in the account, whether it's delinquent, the amount owed, those types of terms have to be notified. So you know that if you write a check to ABC credit card on Thursday of the first of the month, and then you get a bill from XYZ saying that they're owed this following month for that same debt, you now have been informed, and you're not making that payment unnecessarily. Chances are you still are going to owe the debt. It can be transferred. It's an asset to the vendor who sells it. They're just selling those servicing rights to another person, probably the debt as well. If you've been making payments on it, you probably need to continue to do so. Next question comes from Judy. Judy writes in, fixing my credit seems like a daunting task. Should I call one of those credit repair companies to do it for me? First, these repair companies range in services and price. Also, beware of their reputation and sales techniques. If they make a guarantee to improve your credit score or a certain item, look out. They're probably fraudulent. It's illegal for somebody to make a claim or a guarantee that they will improve your credit score for you. Be careful of that. It's a best efforts program, and they'll do their best efforts for the fee that you pay them. Ask other professionals for referrals, like a CPA, a realtor, a mortgage friend, as to who they may have used or who they know that has fixed credit in the past. I've seen fees for these repair companies anywhere from $500 to $5,000 and more. It typically depends on the complexity of the work required to fix your credit. I have some referrals that I use. I've got a guy that's been in the business well over 15 years, and my clients have had big success with him. If you want to email me, go ahead and do that, and I'll give you that referral. Thanks, Judy. Appreciate it. Finally, here are some tricks to get past some of the negative reporting. There's a statute of limitations for collections. So if you're in a collection situation or it's been dormant for the last 2 to 3 years, probably you're going to get away without paying that debt because of the statute of limitations. You need to look into that, but if you haven't paid on it in the last 24 months or even received a bill, you're probably going to be all right getting away with letting that debt go away. The other thing, you can respond to the vendor with a request for removal, and there's certain time constraints that they have to deal with. The vendor must respond within 21 days, so use registered mail in your communication to document the days that have gone by. Most companies are either too busy to reply or they don't have the resources to reply in a timely manner, and probably 50% of the time they won't expend the effort or the time to reply to your derogatory rebuttal, if you will. And so it should drop off automatically by virtue of code that they won't be able to report it any longer because they have not responded to your... The other thing that you can do, a lot of times these companies are out of business. They might be a collection account on your credit report, but they've gone out of business. I had one person that had a past due account with Gottschalk's. Well, Gottschalk's hasn't been in business for the last decade. Have it removed. You can make the appeal to their old address, and there won't be a reply. I can assure you that. So by law, it will have to come off. And then finally, for collections, if it is something, if it has gone to a collection agency, chances are you can also settle that for pennies on the dollar. They know that it's a difficult process, and they're going to look at it as a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, and they may just settle it for, say, 25 cents for every dollar that you owe. So be sure to ask them that and respond or negotiate. If you have a question or scenario and you want to respond us to respond to, just go to reloans.com, click the contact tab, and then or call us at 805-686-2321. Okay, now we're going to go on to the show and show you the money, or the credit as the case for this show. Let's go to the heart of today's program and pull back the curtain on payday loans. We all see their advertising and whatnot. Come in, cash your checks, we'll give you immediate credit. Be careful. They brag about their convenience and service. What they don't tell you is how much they charge for these things. A payday loan is typically an advance on your next paycheck. They advance you, say, $200 for cash emergency. You then give them a check or an ACH draft from your bank for $235.30. That is what's transferred on the next payday to them. So they're going to give you $200, and you're going to pay them $235.30 on the next payday, or typically in 14 days or a fortnight. First, who and what are payday loans? The payday loan is typically an advance on your next paycheck. Companies locally in Santa Maria have multiple firms, and we've all seen them and heard them in the advertisements that go on. But what they do is advance you, say, $200 for emergency cash. Then they give you a check for that $200, and you give them a check and or an ACH draft from your bank account for $235.30. This is what's transferred on your next payday. So if you get paid every other week or a fortnight, it's going to be 14 days. If you get paid twice a month, it'll be the 1st or the 15th, whatever that is. Or you might get paid weekly. In any event, whenever you get the next paycheck, that's when they're going to take that debit or get the money back. So that doesn't sound so bad, $35.30. However, let me tell you, it's only for 14 days use of the money. That works out to $2.52 per day. Multiply that by 365 days a year, you've just paid $920.32 for a yearly rate on these loans of 460%. That goes right up there with usury and going to the mafia for borrowing money. This is probably the most expensive cash you may ever get. The maximum advance for a payday loan in California is $255. So you're not even going to get more than that when you talk to them. So these loans are unsecured, but they now have a check from you or an ACH for the payment. There's also a pretty good fee for any check that's a NSF or non-sufficient funds. So be sure and be careful with those types of payday loans. They also offer unsecured installment loans called signature loans and allow for larger amounts up to $5,000. These loans have terms of 24 to 36 months. Here you qualify for the loan with a credit check, income requirements, and application. Income requirements are typically a pay stub, maybe the tax return, but most likely a pay stub. Assume a signature loan of $2,500 for 24 months. You pay the administration fee of $75 or 10% of the loan amount, whichever is more. The payments would be 439 cents each month, or a total of $9,609 in total for the $2,500 in cash loan. That's an APR of 186% rate on the loan. So anyway, that's going to be really expensive, but beware when you do these payday loans. We're going to talk about them a little bit more after we take a short break. We'll be right back and continue with these payday loans.
Mom, are you okay?
Honey, I'm fine. Just a broken glass.
Really? Are you okay?
I haven't been sleeping well since Dad, you know. I wake up at night worried if I can make ends meet.
Mom, why don't we look into a reverse mortgage? Then you won't have to make any more house payments and you can live comfortably.
Should I just call the guys on TV?
No, who knows where they're from? My neighbor recommended David Brown of American Senior. He'll come to the house and answer all our questions. Mom, call David at American Senior, okay? Here, I Googled the number,
686-2321. 686-2321.
All homeowners over 62, don't worry about your finances. Call 686-2321. 686-2321. Get a reverse mortgage with David Brown of American Senior. David Brown of American Senior, a division of high-tech lending licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law Mortgage and Lending Act, NMLS 7147, CA 3413-0937.
Welcome back to the second part of our show, The Credit Connection. If you're just now joining us, we were discussing payday loans. We discussed the typical payday loan already, which is an advance, really, on your paycheck, the next paycheck. And we talked about unsecured or signature loans. Next, we have title loans. This is another product that these companies offer. Here you give them security to your car, or the pink slip is collateral. Well, they say go up to $25,000 in a loan amount. Your car or vehicle would need to be valued at approximately $40,000 or more for that size of a loan. And that was with my interview of a couple of local companies. The terms are also 24 to 36 months. Let's say you borrow $5,020 on the with payments of 24 months. Each payment would be $637.47. That would total finance charges of $10,283 for the 2 years, or twice the amount of money you borrowed, making the annual percentage rate of 142%. That's an expensive loan by anybody's standards when you're putting your car up as collateral or any other collateral that you might have. Maybe it's a camper, maybe it's an airplane or a boat. These are what are called collateral loans, and they're going to want collateral for it. They also offer check cashing services based on the size of the check and if it's a direct or third party. These fees vary, but again, very expensive just to cash a check. You're better off having a bank account and just make your own deposit. And even if there's a hold on the funds, it's still going to be a lot cheaper. Other services that they include besides the check cashing is also Western Union transfers and prepaid credit cards. Why would you choose these lenders? Well, the only reason to pay these types of interest rates is they make it easy and simple to get. That's really the only benefit to it. If you have all your information, such as a pay stub, a bank statement, your ID, a pink slip if it's a collateral loan, you can even apply online and have an answer in minutes or hours rather than days with most lenders. While they want to make it easy, they are very, very expensive. Compare the rates and terms. Use shop companies. Don't do a one-stop shop. Compare with others if you really have to have this type of money or this type of emergency. Also consider other options first. You may want to borrow from your retirement savings or a 401k. there is no penalty for taking out funds if you replace them within 60 days. Not many people know that. They think that I can't use my 401k or my IRA and take money out of. That's not true. You could take out almost any amount of sum, but if you don't replace it within 60 days, there will be a penalty for an early withdrawal and you'll be taxed for it. You can also borrow from friends or family, credit unions, the boss. Maybe your congregation has a set-aside fund that you can borrow from for emergencies. And then finally, you might consider a pawn shop as an option. If you've got a computer or a television you can do without for any period of time, they will lend on jewelry, firearms, or popular items. Their typical limit is, depending upon the asset, it's probably going to be in their comfort zone is between $200 and $500. So plan that accordingly. Or you could have an old coin collection. There's all kinds of things that they will lend on. And these two are very short term, so you're not looking to do it on a long term basis. But they have the collateral, and you've got the cash. You just get the cash back, and then go pick up your items from the pawn shop. So I hope that helps. We're going to change the subject here a little bit. We're now going to talk about how to buy property with no money down. I'm not speaking about VA loans or down payment assistance programs. I'm talking about buying an income property like apartments, mobile home park, other homes, rental homes, motels, and other revenue property. Why would you want a zero down for a property? Well, you may not have the cash, but you can add value. You want to participate in the appreciation, and you want to minimize your risk because none of your own money is in the transaction. These are reasons why you might want to try and buy a property with no money down. We've seen books and speakers and all kinds of seminars about how to buy property with no money down. Robert Allen is an author, and he bets that he could land in any U.S. city and purchase property within 24 hours with no money down. Well, they put him to the test, and he was successful. But while you're successful, be careful. Don't be pushed by the clock. Just because he could do it doesn't mean everybody could do it. Be careful. There's no reason to do it to win a bet. Do it for your own purpose and your financial gain. Let's talk about where you would find a property that would qualify. Well, talk with landlords, with friends, people at work. Visual looks of a property when you drive to work. Maybe there's a dilapidated property that is underutilized or has a huge parking lot, and you might be able to revitalize the property. Don't need so many parking places. So just driving, and if you see an opportunity, that's a great way to find properties. I've even researched the obituaries to find properties. It may sound a bit morbid, but think of it. You're not going to get a deal without satisfying somebody else's need at the same time. So there's all kinds of places to find properties and opportunities. I do want you to be careful, though, not to buy, if you will, a pig in a poke. You might be buying somebody else's liability and taking that on. So an example of that would be, say, you bought a home that was previously a meth lab. Well, now they're going to have to condemn the property because of the toxic environment of that property, and you're going to be stuck with the bill. So it may sound like a great deal because somebody's going to give it to you for no money down, but you're not going to want that property because it's going to be more costly than if you had paid market value for the neighbor's house. So be careful about that. Be careful of toxic waste or contaminated items on property. If it sounds too good to be true, it may be. Just do your research. What else do you look for? I look for motivation. Why is a seller wanting to do it? Well, it might be that they no longer want to have the property management headache. Showing a unit to a prospective tenant, doing repairs. They maybe have a lack of capital. They still want the revenue stream, but they don't want any of the management or headaches associated with it. Or there may be a life-changing event. It might be that the manager has passed away, but his wife wants to continue with the income. But knows that she's not able to do the work. So there's all kinds of ways to find that motivation. Just ask. what their objectives are. Well, then make an offer. Remember, it might be their price, but it's your terms. Work out the debt for cash flow, not for break even or not for the negative, but for cash flow. Because believe me, an alligator property will turn into a crocodile and eat you whole. You don't want to have anything negative from the start. Make sure it cash flows and with a new mortgage that you put in place. Help the seller understand that part of why he's doing it for no money down is he'll have an installment sale, and his taxable gain is going to be respectable to the money he receives. So he won't have a huge capital gain liability with the IRS at the onset. So, and there's other ways to help him with that. You might put the property or suggest you put the property in a charitable remainder trust. Therefore, he'll get a donation for the property, and he'll have an income stream for the duration. Tune in next week for our show, and I'll give you a real-life example of buying a property with no down payment. In fact, I'll tell you how I actually closed on a transaction with no money down, walked out of escrow with $20,000 in my pocket. I hope you found the information today a value in today's show and were informed. If so, please share with others, friends and neighbors, family. If you didn't learn anything, don't tell anyone. For questions or comments, go to our website, reloans.com. Click Contact Us or call us at 805-686-2321. Leave your comments, questions, and we'll get back to you on next week's show with answers. I'm your host, David Brown, from High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. Thank you for tuning in this week to The Credit Connection, where we do the work and you get the credit. This is David Brown wishing you profits and credit worthiness. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSMA.